Let's pause a moment. The liberating wheel of light is without bounds. Each person it touches is free from attachment. So take refuge in Amida, the true and real light. Good morning, Dharma friend. Do you remember Monday, January 12, 2015? I was watching a college football championship game that was very close and heated until the third quarter. All of a sudden, at 6:30, there was a blackout in town. The temple security alarm rang out loudly. So my wife Junko and I went over to investigate, and we met three other ministers and Elmer, the custodian. We looked around and found that our whole neighborhood was affected. So we went into the temple and came back home with some used candles. I lit the candles, and their flickering yellow light seemed warm and friendly. After a while, I remember the football game. So I tried to turn on the computer's internet, but its services were not available. I couldn't even listen to the radio, as we are out of batteries. I called my friend with a cell phone. He said, "My neighborhood has light and we can enjoy TV. I don't know why your place doesn't have light, but you can enjoy the romantic candlelight with your wife." After a while, we started feeling hungry. I remember my wife had started preparing dinner around 6 p.m. At the time, I told her that it was too early to cook dinner. So, why don't you wait until 6:30? So she had stopped the cooking. Then she said, "See, I was already preparing the dinner, but you stopped me, so now we can't eat." I said, "I hope the light will be back on soon. We are waiting for the electricity to come back on, but it stayed off." As we got hungrier, we gradually got more impatient. So we talked about going out to eat dinner. Then, when we were getting ready to go out, all of a sudden, the light came back on. We were so relieved, and after cooking, we enjoyed our dinner. Through these experiences, I learned several things. First, I realized that electricity is our lifeline. We are not able to live without electricity even for a few days. Electricity and its product light are comparable to Amida's light. I don't think that I could live without Amida's light, that is, his teaching. Second, as the news was announced that day over some other area of Honolulu that experienced blackout, I thought, oh, other people too were inconvenienced. Third, If you are prepared, you don't have to worry. So next time, I will have extra batteries and candles. Now I'm thinking about getting an iPhone 2. So I'd like to explain the transition I went through. As I was facing those difficulties, then later upon reflection. Number one, when the blackout occurred, I thought, why is that happening to me? Second, then I thought I got angry and then depressed. Number three, later I accept it because I had no choice as shikata ga nai. Number four, I am grateful for this loss of electricity as a lesson in appreciation. Five, next time I'll be better prepared. I will have batteries and candles. I realize also that my mind changes every quickly from time to time, depending on the circumstances, as Shinran Shonin pointed out. We foolish beings are full of ignorance and blind passions. Our desires are countless, and anger, jealousy, and envy are overwhelming, arising without pause to the last moment of life. They don't cease or disappear or exhaust themselves. And under the influence of our karmic past, we human beings will do anything. When we face difficulty in life, remember that Amida will not abandon us, and he sent us Namo Amida Butsu to remind us that he is always with us. Therefore, one more time, we should listen to and understand why Amida Buddha accomplished the Nembutsu, because Amida already knew our mind's behavior. Amida cannot abandon us and cannot rely on our thoughts, actions, and so promised the vow without being asked, and sent us a Nembutsu. So at this time, I heartily understand personally and deeply what Shinran Shonin said. With minds full of miles and cunning like snakes or scorpions, we cannot accomplish good acts through self-power, and useless we entrust ourselves to Amida's directing of virtue. We will end without knowing shame or self-reproach. So electricity and its product as light can be compared to Amida's compassion and wisdom. So Shinran Shonin pointed out, the light of wisdom exceeds all measure, and every living being receives this light that is like a dawn. So take refuge in Amida, the true and real light. Every living being receives this light that is like a dawn. So take refuge in Amida the true and real light. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.